Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, there's a certain type of person who struggles with being an entrepreneur. You know who that is? Don't mind the little line there, a little bit of biking. Here's the problem. The person who is scared to fail will struggle being an entrepreneur. These days, there's a massive advantage for taking action. What we call this is feedback loops. Listen, if you never want to launch until something's perfect, you're going to massively struggle as an entrepreneur. And I get that. I used to be a perfectionist. In fact, I used to struggle with self-injury because I wasn't perfect. So I get it. I understand it. But here's what it is. It's an excuse. It's an absolute excuse for not taking action. So how do you get over it? You realize that, you know what? People need to be impacted, and an imperfect product still impacts people. It's the perfect product that never launches, that fails to impact anyone. I heard recently a great professor from Harvard share this analogy. It's like a new parent who is scared to take their baby out into the world for the first time because they don't want anyone to say that their baby's ugly. So what do? They dress the baby in the best clothes, they fix their hair if they have hair. They do all kinds of fantastic things because they don't want anyone to say that their baby's ugly. But here's the problem. You got to take the baby out in the world someday. And entrepreneurs are okay to take a baby who's not perfect out into the world. That's the difference between an entrepreneur. There's an experiment that they did around marshmallows, which proves this point. Maybe someday I'll share it at a fellowship. But it was the people who were the business grads. It was the people who were the CEOs that struggled the most with this marshmallow experiment. The people who did amazing with it were, guess what? Kindergartners. Kindergartners, can you believe that? Because they weren't afraid to get their hands dirty. They weren't afraid to fail. They weren't afraid to take imperfect action. So listen, if you want to succeed as an entrepreneur, you have to get over this whole ego, this whole image thing of everything being perfect in the world. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. I believe in you. If you need more help on this topic, you got to come to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. You're going to see so many people who are entrepreneurs. I'm so proud of them. Maybe you're one of them, but they're in the game and they're not afraid to take imperfect action. And that's how you learn. That's what we call a feedback loop. Eric Ries with Lean Startup talks about MVP, your minimum viable product, and all of this is centered around that. Talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.